When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Escaping Denver, Batch 3, Episode 2, The Pact. Before we get all judgy, yes, I have a crow inside my apartment. No, I haven't lost my mind, and no, I didn't capture it. I just opened the bathroom window and it flew in. Now, is it Malenki, my crow friend from last batch? Certainly like to think so, but I have no way of actually telling because it's, you know, a crow. Either way, I like it. Malenki, provided this is Malenki, is the closest thing I have to a physical sidekick. So if anything, it's actually a good thing. Someone to watch my six. That's what I'm hoping Noah has just found with this mysterious voice who just saved his ass. An ally. Because Noah definitely needs one. Exactly.
What the fuck?
Let's go!
You? Where the... But you just... How did...
I can explain later!
Let's go! I'm not going anywhere with you. Explain now.
If we sit here, and I'm not waxing poetic here, if we sit here, the shadows will devour us.
Explain later.
Thought so. Follow me.
Where are we going?
Trying to get to a section that's still in a daytime cycle. They don't like the light.
I can't see them.
Just keep running. We're not far.
Oh, we made it.
Don't stop!
You said they don't like the light.
They don't! Usually. I guess they're hungry.
You guess? Shoot it!
I'm trying! Thanks.
Yeah. You too. Where is it? Where's the body?
Don't worry about that.
It's still out there. If there's no body...
It's because they have no body.
That doesn't make it...
You felt it splatter on you when I shot it, right?
Yeah. But wait. Where is it?
Exactly. You should be coated in a layer of monster goo, but there's not a trace on you.
I don't, What was it?
No idea. I'd say they weren't even real if not for one goring me a day ago.
Your arm?
It's fine. We just need to get somewhere safe.
Lead the way.
I don't have a fucking clue where safe is down here. Didn't you survive for a while down here before?
Well, not without help.
I'm here. I'm help.
Your left arm is being held together by your shirt. You're no help.
I just saved your ass, didn't I?
And that doesn't make sense. Up until now, you've been trying to kill me.
I had nothing to do with that cult bomb thing.
Well, you knew.
Only afterwards, when I heard a big explosion and asked what the fuck it was.
Well, before that, you were a soldier hunting me.
True. A lot of good that did. You killed my friends.
Yeah. I guess it's hard to defend that one.
No. They were trying to kill you. It made sense. If someone tries to kill you, you kill them first. It's never wrong to do what it takes to survive. That's why I saved you. I clearly need help stitching my arm, and you've survived down here.
Even if I believe you, what do I get out of this?
They, or those cult weirdos, gave me gear, food, a little kinetic generator thing. Resources.
Well, I've been doing all right without that stuff so far.
Yeah, but now you won't have to. Plus, you won't be alone. I assume Sarah died in the explosion?
Yes. Yeah. In the explosion.
Well, lucky for you, because they thought you both went down in it.
Yeah. Lucky for me.
We have a deal?
What deal?
You help me, and I help you, and maybe if we don't try and kill each other, we might actually survive.
Deal. Now you follow me.
You doing it?
Recording? Yeah, I was gonna give an update.
Cool. And I just...
I don't know. Stay quiet, I guess? I mean, there are no rules. I figured the more they hear, the better.
And they are? The person on the outside you're sending messages to?
Yeah.
A stranger?
Well, yeah.
Weird.
I mean, I know it's not...
You don't have to defend it. I get it. I mean, I don't get it, but I get it. It's good to have faith in something. It's just weird that your something is at best a stranger and at worst a landline.
I guess I could just lean towards the best case. And in my best case, it's a helpful stranger with either the resources or power to do something.
Like free you?
No, I mean, I'm not sure if anyone has that power, to be honest. Feels impossible when you're down here in it, you know?
Yeah.
But maybe they have the power to tell our story, wake the world up.
You really believe that's possible?
Like you said, it's good to have faith. I mean, I believe the average person wants to help, wants to do the right thing.
Well, here's hoping you landed an average person.
Yeah, or better. What about you?
What about me?
Do you have faith?
Do I have faith? I guess it's tough to think of a higher power when you work for a cabal that's running the world.
Well, you could have faith in your fellow man.
I don't need faith when it comes to my fellow man. I know what kind of horrors they can and do achieve.
That's bleak. What's your name?
Alan.
That's bleak, Alan.
Welcome to the collective. Nice place you got here.
I don't have to tell you that I've stayed in worse.
The animals don't bother you up here?
Not yet, at least.
Well, something is feeding here. There's bones.
Rat bones, yeah.
Exactly. So something is feeding.
It's me. I'm feeding. I ate a rat.
Right.
I cooked it.
Oh, thank God.
Well, you didn't think to...
Hey, man, all I know is that they did experiments on you and you've killed a lot of soldiers. Didn't really question how.
Well, I'm not eating them.
Good.
Nor do I want to, okay? Happy?
I guess. You not being a cannibal is a pretty low bar to be happy about.
Well, this was a wasted update. You okay if we start?
Hold on. Almost at full charge. And full. All right, have at it.
Okay. Update. I'm no longer alone. I've partnered up with Alan, ex-collective soldier and current member of the Cult of Those Who Remember the Truth.
Technically,
a current member of the cult. Looks like after our run-in with them, they separated and went back to their individual stations. Scientists and soldiers and accountants or whatever. But not Alan.
No, not me. They swept me right under the rug. Told me I can't go back to the collective because I've been labeled a deserter. And as the cult operates in secret, they have no use of an ex-soldier who can't blend in. So they loaded me up with gear and told me they'd call for me when it was time. Until then, stay alive, stay ready, and stay charged.
Yes, we have power. Limited power, but enough to charge my phone and his radio.
My MP3 player.
You what?
For music. We do 6-month contracts down here. You think I was going to do that without my music?
I guess not. So, Alan and I have set up our camp behind the falls. I stitched up his arm as best as I could. I'm no doctor.
Preach.
Yeah, I tried my best.
And that makes it all the sadder.
So Alan is a bit of a dick.
I'm just razzing ya. Sorry, magical stranger man. Noah did a great job. Cleaned it out, stitched deep. Even did the gauze thing. Happy?
Thankfully, they gave Alan a pretty heavy-duty med kit, which came with a little manual thing. It's like a universal language type manual. It's all images to explain what to do and no words. Gunshot wound, venomous bite, stab, slash, tear. It's so specific to violence. There's no CPR in this thing.
Why would you need to know CPR?
In case you need CPR.
Right. Fair.
At least with the manual, we have an idea of the dangers they think we'll face.
Tell them about the pact.
Okay, we made a deal.
It was a pact. We shook hands and made eye contact.
We have a pact. I sewed him up, and I'm going to help keep us alive with what I know about the domes, and he's going to share his gear and help me figure out what the ruins mean.
Absolutely. Just point him out, and we'll get to work.
They're all around us.
These are runes?
Yes. What did you think I meant?
The little pictures.
Hieroglyphics?
Yeah.
You understand hieroglyphics?
No, but I figured I could give it a go.
You were just going to give hieroglyphics a go?
Yes, like you did with my arm.
So you really don't understand this?
No. Sorry. But I know someone who might.
All right. I kind of like him. Would Alan be my favorite dinner guest? Doubtful, but down there, in the wilds of the subterranean facility, he has value. He's game. Actually wants to help. He's one of these cogs of war that, when pulled from the system, is actually just a nice guy. Maybe he took the job because he had to, for some completely reasonable reason. I don't know. He just seems normal? A little dim, perhaps, but a real person. Palmer was this terrifying monster, and the clone of Andre was cold and calculated. But Alan, he's the guy down at the bar who doesn't realize he's yelling, you know? It's what Noah needs right now. He needs to be the decision maker if he's going to survive without Sarah, like he graduated from babysitting Malenki. Crazy, this crow knows its name. So smart. Good job, Malenki. Anyways, Noah, it's like he graduated from babysitting the baby Bigfoot and has moved on to soldier man-child. By the end of this, he may even become, dare I say, confident.
Okay, start again.
Recording?
Yeah, so I won't forget.
Here's where we are.
So far, so good.
See, most of those service tunnels connect in some way. Usually there are ladders and, in a few cases, stairs that connect them upwards. Some have sections that have been sealed, and some booby-trapped.
Why would they?
Because the cult uses them. Because they're one of the few blind spots. The cameras they install never last long, because it's not just the cult who uses them. Everyone from the cheeky smokers to full-on espionage use those tunnels to hide their tracks. Problem is, they need the tunnels to service this impossible station. So they just accept it. Doesn't mean they don't throw patrols down there from time to time, but all in all, it's your safest path.
There's no way I'll be able to navigate this. You gotta come with me.
Well, there are other ways than cameras to track me. At some point, when running their pre-employment medical, they tagged me with a tracker. It's what opens the right doors for the right people and allows them to track our movements. They gave us these watch things, but the real tracker and key is embedded in us.
Wouldn't they be able to track the cult that way?
If they knew what to look for. There are literally thousands of employees on multiple levels whizzing around. Plus, some of those call people have figured out how to block the trackers, at least for their meetings.
So why does that stop you from joining me? You'd be just another dot whizzing around.
I'll have been flagged in the system. And if I crop up, they'll for sure take a closer look at what I'm up to. I'm sorry, bud, but you're on your own.
I can take the map?
Yeah. Just make sure you bring it back when you're done.
Yeah, I forgot I'm gonna have to navigate my way back, too.
Just follow the yellow conduit as far as it goes. At the end, you'll reach your first ladder.
And what conduit do I follow after that?
No idea. But you have the map, so go get your information and come on back. While you're gone, I'll try and open that stone door.
You know, you're not a bad guy, Alan.
Not all the time. Now shut up and don't die. Good luck.
I wasn't going to record until I got to Alan's guy, but circumstances have changed. Sorry. It's, Okay. I followed the yellow conduit and took the ladder. Took 2 full hours, and that looks like the first of 10 sections that long. It's not a direct route by any means, but it's supposed to be a safe one. But that's not the case. I was walking along the service tunnel and this horrid smell hit me. It stunk of death, which, sadly, I now know the smell of, and I kept thinking I was going to find a dead rat or whatever, but instead I found a dead and bloodied body. Holes all over it. Punctured. The clothes were, like, pressed into the holes. It's pretty gross. It's scary. Whatever killed them didn't shoot them or anything. It punctured them like a pickaxe would do. Alan gave me a pistol, but I'm a lousy shot and I'm pretty freaked the fuck out to have to face a pickaxe-wielding patrol. Especially in these tunnels. Brutal. Oh, I've got to trap myself. If Alan was still trying to kill me, and he might be, this would be the way. I still have so long to go, and now I know there's something in here looking out for enemies of the collective, and seeing as that's what I am freaked the fuck out. Where did I get the idea that I was capable of this little quest on my own? Alan and I could have built a bridge to cross the shaft and got me to the ladder, but no, I had to get all answer hungry and think I'm gonna gain insight on these sons of bitches. Nonetheless, here I am. Barely started my quest and have already come upon something that makes me want to turn back. Sarah would have used this somehow. Maybe she would have gotten pissed and channeled that anger into motivation. I understand, in principle, that logic, but it's just not me. Sarah wants to prove people wrong. And I just want to please them. Wired differently. So what do? Turn back and refocus my energy on getting out? Or keep going, despite knowing the risks? I actually waited for you to respond. You know, I'm not a solitary creature, as much as I thought I was. I podcasted before podcasts were a thing. Basically amateur radio. But it was my own weird way of reaching out to people like me, I guess. Letting them know, by hearing my voice, that I'm real. They're not alone. We're not alone. Build a small community of believers. Now, I really just want to be like everyone else. I want to pretend like I don't know what I know, or believe what I believe, and just want a chance to rejoin the world of the normals. Can I go back to normal? Is that even possible? I was so dead set on being able to return to society, and that Sarah's change might prevent that, but I didn't think about how what I have experienced will have changed me. Fundamentally. It's one thing to believe in all this, and another to know, and I know. Okay, it's settled. I'm going forward. The old Noah would have turned back, but that Noah is gone. This one knows too much to turn back, so forward I go. I think I'm going to be sick. Coast looks clear. Alan gave me a set of his clothes, so I shouldn't stand out too much. Plus, now I'm Daniel Lee. I took the ID badge off of the dead body. I know it's horrible to rob the dead, but if I'm to move forward, then I should be able to do whatever it takes. Based on Alan's instructions, it'll be 100 yards down the hall on my right. Okay. Going for it. This hallway's big enough to drive through. And clean. Like that warehouse level Sarah and I drove into. Shit. No, not this way, not this way, shit. What do I do?
Hey.
Howdy. Howdy? What was that? Who says howdy? Oh, okay, coming up to the door. Oh, it's not opening. Shit. Oh, maybe there's a key.
Hello, Noah. You're late.
That was the archivist. I would know that bored voice anywhere. I had no idea that Noah was actually going that far. I mean, last time, it took them driving Palmer's SUV across no man's land. Then they had to go up that insane ramp just to get to the warehouse level. And Noah just did that on foot, by himself. It's impressive. I imagine fear was a good motivator. What was something dangerous running around those tunnels, too? See, Noah seems to think it's some sort of pickaxe-wielding maniac, but I'm going to have to disagree. I think after everything we've seen, it's probably that mechanical thing that was chasing them through the vents last batch. The one that left coin-sized holes in the vent. What if that thing can also just poke holes in people? I'm hoping that the Archivist can lead to a few more answers, as he was pretty decent with Sarah. I'm going to do a deep dive to see if I can't find Noah's blog, but if you know something about it or noticed something in this episode that I didn't, shoot me an email at escapingdenverpod@gmail.com or join the discussion on Reddit at rescapingdenver. I'll be back next week with another episode of Escaping Denver.